Just grab the bottom of the cup, rip it, and win. Prizes include a new car or a discount on teriyaki fries. At Wong Burger, when it's right, it's Wong. Some customers may get their dicks ripped off.
Right there! Right there! Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, about the teriyaki fries?
No. The last part. The low, fast part. Rewind. Go back.
We ain't got no TiVo, so...
That was hype, Carl.
But we can still go back through the power of imagination.
I like the way you're thinking. Go get the puppets.
Okay.
Just grab the bottom of the cup, rip it, and win. Prizes include a new car or a discount on teriyaki fries. At Wong Burger, when it's right, it's Wong. Some customers may get their dicks ripped off.
I freaking knew he said that. I knew he said that.
What about the teriyaki fries?
Oh, this is going to be a disaster.
Hi.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome.
I'm kidding, but this is, like, amazing already.
Wait, no, don't put close. It that close.
Why not?
Oh, my God, because that's
the
so close.
Your
lips.
You'd be like,
joining us this week is Mr. Baladad and Mr. Lang.
Oh, hi.
What
oh,
up?
Hi. How you doing? Oh, hello.
And Napier. Napier's here, too. How you doing, Napier?
I'm awesome.
I was playing before you guys got here, an hour late, I'll add.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah,
you whore.
I was playing for Mark Lang when Napier got mad, which he still claims he didn't get mad.
Napier
actually, he was
mad.
Getting, I don't know if you saw, you might have still been peeing, but he was getting mad when I was talking about how mad he was.
His body language totally changed.
Yeah.
He tried to hit you in the dick.
He did. He got mad.
I was doing the old pizza thing, you know, where it all slapped nuts.
That's not fun, though.
Yeah,
we got like
fun
a,
at it.
We got like a major Pizza Hut reunion here this week.
We totally do.
We might need to call...
wow.
Vid.
Oh, I haven't seen Vid in years.
You know,
totally got to call Vid.
He's got two kids now.
Two kids?
He calls
what?
One of them Tonka Truck.
Tonka
he
truck?
Named his kid Tonka Truck?
No, but that's what he calls it.
Why would he call his kid?
He's
because,
amazing.
Because she's a tornado and runs into things and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I love divisions.
So Baladad,
I gotta give it up.
You're moving again already. You just moved out here.
Yeah.
Right? Now you're moving away again?
I'm moving away.
Why?
Yeah. Well, there's some female drama. My lady and I, we're separated now, and, you know, we just need some time apart.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta work on myself. She's gotta do her own thing. And, you know, I'm trying to get in the Navy, so we'll see what's up after boot camp.
Dude,
you know,
can't
I'll come
go
back.
Into the Navy.
Why not?
Because you'll cut your gray hair, man.
Yeah, though.
It won't look right,
dude. You cut it all. You'll
before
probably,
you
probably,
cut it, you oh. must dye it fully gray and take a picture with your squinty eyes.
And you just need to walk around randomly calling.
Are my eyes really that squinty?
No, you would have to make them squinty. Like put some tape on there or something, you know?
Yeah, you're not as squinty as an Asian man should be.
What about
you
now?
You could be much more squinty. I think you need to work on that. Maybe when you get older.
So where are you moving to, then?
I'm moving back to Tennessee for a little bit.
Bullshit.
That's where your family's at?
Yeah, that's where my family's at. Mi familia. They're in Tennessee, you know, a bunch of hicks down there.
And
bunch
Baptist
of,
churches.
Oh, there's churches on, like, every corner. Are you kidding
me? I was scared when I went to Tennessee. I was just driving through it. And any place that has more churches than they have bars is scary to me. It's very scary to me.
Have you ever
like,
been to,
serious.
Like, a Southern Baptist, like...
No.
Oh, fuck. It's horrible. Think of every, like, stereotypical black TV preacher. It's that, only it's coming out of, like, frail old white men.
I'm scared already. Just
it job. Is horrible to listen to. Oh, boy.
Well,
yeah, see, I guess Tennessee would probably not benefit from the church mall idea just because... You know, there's so many people that go to churches that it's probably good.
You don't
like,
me, man.
A place like this would be much better for like a church mall so that we could
wait a minute.
Put more gas stations.
Well, what's this church mall idea?
Yeah,
you gotta
right.
enlighten me.
Well, I don't want to rehash old shit, but I'll give you the basics.
One sentence. Summarize it.
Oh,
in
I
one
can't
sentence.
Summarize it.
Sell it. You
no
gotta sell it.
Summarize anything in one,
one
sentence.
One sentence.
Okay, I can do it in one sentence.
Okay, summarize my church mall
what's
theory.
A good enough
in one
idea.
Sentence.
You could. It's a mall. That has different churches in it and religions, like
a church hall,
a synagogue, and a mosque, and then all the other different denominations
with
of the Jesus.
With a huge parking garage.
Oh yeah, fucking gigantic.
Dude, and that's a good idea.
Escalators.
Except, You guys would be, like, blown up within, like, a week.
Yeah, no shit.
Some religious fanatic.
Like, what kind of no one would do that because no one's going to give that big piece of land to someone that doesn't have to pay taxes.
Well, the idea is...
Yeah, you're right.
...to have that in one central location, mow down one cornfield, and put it all in one central location, so you can free up all that other real estate.
That wouldn't work.
Get rid of all the other places.
You can't fuck with southern people's cornfields. You'd be like, oh, hell
no. We've got so many of them.
Big
cornfield.
It's still, that
and
ain't
then
gonna
you can
work.
Make more cornfields everywhere else.
No.
How big of this mall are we talking? We're just talking like...
Huge. Fucking gigantic. I mean, you gotta have a food court. You gotta have all that shit.
Oh, yeah, and different little supply stores for each one.
Imagine
like
taking communion
store,
in the food court.
We don't need that in the same place as Home
just
Depot
go to
anymore.
Church mall.
Go to church mall.
So, like... Well, would it have every denomination, like
every
one of them?
It would at least be a mile wide.
Do away with all the churches, build more Walgreens, build more McDonald's, just church mall.
Fuck that.
Why? It's awesome.
Because
you think of it,
like,
you could centralize it, you could have huge highways, you could have great you get parking lot attendance. It would be wonderful.
And you could see all your fucking friends there, like, oh, everybody goes to church mall on Sunday or Saturday, whichever one.
I mean, you could, if your next door neighbor's, you know, a Jew, you guys could carpool.
No, they go on Saturday, though.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they go on Saturday.
See, that's awesome. They could all switch days so that, like, you know, you could get more full access to church mall. You know, like the community center and, like, the stage if they want to have, like, a big event.
But how would the churches pay for it?
I mean, it's all
rent.
Right.
How would they pay
for
it?
Because
how do they
collection.
Pay for their places?
You know,
how do they pay for the places
they
that
they
have
collection every Sunday, you know?
Maybe a better way to say it. Who would actually do it? Because they don't have to pay taxes on the property.
Well,
so the church people would have to buy the land themselves.
Well, they have to buy the land themselves
church,
anyway.
But now they have other denominations coming in on their stuff.
No, they
it's
would all share.
It's community
that,
land.
It
they
like
all go into
heaven, like we are the world, and
whatever,
like, you know, they all hold hands. And
that ain't gonna happen. People hate each other, man. Especially other religions hate each other, man.
Don't you think it'd be like a unifying concept, though, to, you know, have them all?
Maybe not in America.
Okay.
Maybe in the UK or something.
Yeah. No, they're worse over there.
No, they're not. They're worse than America, dude. You're tripping. You know,
no, they're
different. That like, you know, races are over in the UK.
They have races in the UK?
No, race, like races, like different groups of people.
There's like a lot of Indians there. There's like a lot of
amount.
It's pretty multiracial.
Mark Lang doesn't enunciate very much. Racist sounds like races.
It's an issue. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Dude, speaking of India, do you know
that who's speaking
of
India?
They have more people than us?
Yeah. We're a tiny fucking country compared to most of those.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are. We don't even have 400 million people in this country.
Dude, we have more than 400
Dude.
Million.
No, we don't. We don't have more than 400
we have
million.
Like 6-7.
We're just the world's police.
You know,
that's all.
And the thing is, when Napier throws out a fact like that,
exactly.
I was talking to you about this earlier. I'm not smart enough to call him on his bullshit. He could be completely making that up.
Dude,
okay, for instance, you don't check Twitter, so you don't know this.
Wikipedia.
Last week, when you were calling me and saying that my theory about creating, you know, energy out of people in gyms and stuff, you were saying it was complete bullshit.
Yeah.
Guy on Twitter sends me an article next day, says KU's doing it. KU is doing it right now.
Okay,
like,
so
their football games and shit is all powered by energy from their gyms. So it does exist.
Okay, so this
I'm not crazy, and then you make me think I'm crazy,
it's
but
true.
I'm not.
It's
no, that's true. Horseshit. No, it's not horseshit. It happened. There was an article. I'll send it to you.
Okay,
yeah,
send me
also,
the article. Well,
also, I was listening to one of your podcasts, and you were talking about United States soccer players make just as much as you do doing your job.
Crazy. And me and Jesse
it's
didn't
so
know any
crazy.
Better to, you know, say,
like,
okay, I'm not...
Napier doesn't know what he's talking about.
It was a joke. No, that wasn't, like, a factor. I'm just saying I'm making
a joke
as... Okay, think about it. American soccer players, they don't get paid as much as American baseball players.
Of course not.
No,
of course
not.
That wasn't the fact.
But they do make more than you.
That part was the joke. That part was me making fun of them even more, saying that they make the minimum wage.
We need like a team of fact checkers to like we could just Google it, I guess. No, I don't want to like take the time to do that. I want somebody to listen to the podcast and then tell me when Napier's lying to me.
Because like
I just assume Napier's telling the truth.
We can have like a tally, and then the next podcast we can make fun of you.
Okay. Who is we?
But they never get mad.
No, but I make fun of you all the time. It's just me by myself making fun of you.
Yeah, but you could call in. When have you ever called in?
I never called in.
Why don't you call in? There's a phone number.
I know.
There you go.
I think
you
gotta
call
Mark
in.
Just like found out about us like a week.
No,
ago.
I told
that was
him
like a month ago.
No, I called him. I told him.
You didn't call me and tell me.
I called you and told.
Paul told me.
Well, like, I told Paul too.
He was just like, you know, they got a podcast. I was like, get out of here! No, they. Oh my God, there's like 20 episodes.
I did tell Paul, but actually, this is number 24. If you don't include the Napier.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
24.
We
wow.
skipped. You know what's awesome. Funny, Napier? We were looking at stats earlier.
Yeah.
July was our busiest month, hits-wise.
Yep.
We didn't do one in July. We did one on the 20th of July, and that was the only one we did in July.
Jesus,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was so
like
when
month.
We don't do any, that's when we get more hits.
July was a damn. Busy month, though. You know, a lot of holidays, and it was hot.
Yeah.
You know, you needed a breather.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear you.
What are you doing
over there? Are you like flipping it on and off?
Just
flipping your microphone on and off. You know they can hear that.
My bad.
God.
I can hear that. That's mean.
No, but going back to my original thing, India is the third most, or no, the second most population, you know.
What's behind us?
China, probably?
China.
And they got a lot more.
Yeah, they do.
Like, we're not even, like, we would triple ourselves, and we don't even have many people in
yeah,
China.
Yeah, fucking China.
There's an issue there.
I mean, don't, okay. when you hear a number of people that live in China, don't you just think that, like, they're, like, stepping on each other? Like?
Listen, they're 23% of the world population. America is, like, 3%.
Yep.
That's it? 3%?
Yeah.
That's how awesome we are.
It's either 3 or 7.
Well, it's well
China
under
just
10.
All
well
under
on a
10%.
Boat and came over here. They'd fuck our shit
no,
up.
It's going to happen. Well, I don't know, man. It's just scary.
Then again, they
it's
are
just
short.
Scary stuff. It's just scary.
They do
so,
I mean, like,
rice.
You know, LeBron James could probably take, like, 9 of them by himself.
What,
exactly.
We didn't win Vietnam. We didn't win that war.
We got to hit on Asians.
No. Well, yeah, but if they came here, I'm saying. Like, you know,
yeah, but we killed a lot of them. I mean,
stuff.
We didn't win, but, I mean,
we would have
those are Vietnamese.
Like,
come on, man.
Oh,
trying
yeah.
to help the Vietnamese.
Mark's getting offended. We better stop.
Hey, come on.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, you got to hate on my people like that.
You're not Chinese.
Yeah,
you're
but
not
I'm
Vietnamese.
Asian, you know?
What
Why
do you mean?
Gotta bring
so,
Aiden here. We're
I'm
just
still
kind of
yellow.
Yeah, we're just
man.
Talking. Okay, let's say Mark started going. Let's say you start running your mouth about like a whole bunch of Russian people that died. I don't give a shit.
No, Russian, Mark. But here's
trying
my
to
question.
Speak that language.
My question is, it's not like if they came over here and started kicking our ass and trying to take over, you'd be like, I'm with you. I'm like you.
I mean, you'd be like, you know, fuck this. We're American. I'll.
Yeah, I am American. Hey, I stand behind my country.
Yeah.
My country.
Hey, I'll kill a gook.
Yeah, kill a gook.
I'll slap a chink. They probably think I'm Mexican anyway. They probably think I'm Mexican anyway.
Look at that Mexican.
Yeah.
They won't think you're Mexican if you have the gray hair, man. I'm telling you. You look very Asian today.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I look especially Asian today?
I think it's
because of
the
gray hair.
Glasses and the gray hair combined.
Really?
Yeah, but
your
you remember back in the day when you started doing the ponytail thing?
Mm-hmm.
When he does the ponytail thing, he looks extra Mexican. I think it's... Because, I mean, the ponytail thing does not say Asian.
No.
Ponytail, unless it's that little gay, you know, like...
Right.
Ninja
like a bun
ponytail.
Almost, you know?
Ninja.
Yeah.
Ninja
plus, bench. He worked at a restaurant, too, so that even added more on.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, it was Florissant. And there's, like, no Mexicans or Asians in Florissant.
That's
so
a damn lie.
Like,
no, there's some.
It's not a lie. There's none.
No, there's... No, I know that
least...
There's a ass load of Mexicans around here, man.
Yeah,
I'm in, like, Mexicanville here. I mean, they just walk up and down the street with their shirts off all day.
Yeah, you're tripping, dude.
Yeah, they're all sweating. Their bodies is glistening.
While I'm inside looking at them in my air condition.
And there's a whole bunch of Asians, at least in South County.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. All right, the actual only thing that I, like, was thinking about this week that I wanted to discuss was fragrances. Now,
when you go to a store, every perfume is Paris Hilton perfume, Jessica Simpson perfume,
in other words,
Antonio Banderas perfume. And my question is,
Antonio,
what does Jennifer Lopez lend to a fragrance? I mean, she didn't create the fragrance, and nobody is like going to be like, oh, well, I'm a fan of Jennifer Lopez, so I want to
fan of dead
buy
ass.
Her smell.
Halo?
Like, the only thing
dude,
that an actual
that
person
ass.
Can do... is her fragrance because they're like,
mommy.
Well, fuck Paris Hilton. I don't want to buy a Paris Hilton perfume.
What would her perfume smell like? Other than skank, you know.
Well, Paris I don't. She has like 30 of them.
Does she really?
She has a lot of.
Do you remember about 5 years ago when they came out with like fucking homie chips or something that was backed by rappers and
dude,
it was like
rap snacks.
Rap snacks. There we go.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, they were rapper snacks.
Made that up.
No,
dude.
Really?
Liquor store. Any liquor store, dude.
They had little Bow Wow on it. Master P.
Yeah.
What, they had their own flavor.
Yeah, they had their own flavor.
Like, did they get to pick?
Yes.
What flavor? Did they have any? So, but what I'm saying is, do they have any say in what, like,
no,
they...
No, it was their flavor. This is my favorite type of flavor, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, like, they didn't create the flavor. I mean, like, if you go buy Emeril's, you know, whatever, Emeril probably had something to do with making that.
No, I'm sure they didn't actually say, I want this ingredient and this ingredient, but I want buffalo / barbecue.
Yeah, it that actually sounds pretty good.
It was that, Bow Wows and Master P's were my favorite. I had plenty of rap.
Master P's was my favorite, too. That was delicious.
What was Master P's?
It was like buffalo.
Make them say,
Was it buffalo or barbecue?
It could have been the combination. It was crazy.
It tasted kind of like buffalo, kind of like barbecue, like a vinegary barbecue.
Mixed with McDonald's.
Like
fries,
a ghetto
barbecue. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, ghetto barbecue.
Yeah.
That's the flavor. Make you say,
To answer your question, though, I think they get these celebrities to be like, hey, we're a company that makes perfume. We want you to have your own perfume. And where their people
fuck
are
yeah.
and stupid people are going to buy it because.
But what do they actually lend? They're going to buy it because so like people who are fans of such and such
right.
will buy the fragrance
yeah.
because.
Oh yeah, dude.
Really?
Look at Entertainment Tonight. Who gives
like,
a flying fuck what Lindsay Lohan does? But everyone wants to know.
That's weird, though.
Yeah, I agree.
But I mean, like, you can't. Paris Hilton and Britney Spears both have like 8 apiece.
Right.
Like, do they have that many fans?
Yeah,
and, like, do their fans buy 8 different perfumes?
Right.
Yeah.
They do.
And it's much easier for, like, people that wear perfume to be like, oh, I like Britney Spears, fragrant number #1, skank on the side. You know what I'm saying?
Skank
where
on the
instead
side.
Of coming up with a name that, you know, doesn't register, like, Britney
is that
Spears
like going to Buffalo Wild Wings and, like, saying, you know, I just want the regular wings with, like, the sauce to dip it in?
Right.
Yeah, you
want to
go and you say, I want Paris Hilton's twat mist on my face.
that's
what I want.
Name for a fragrance. I mean, like they always have like you know butterfly kisses and ecstasy. I mean, they just need to go twat mist.
I want that twat mist #5. I'm feeling that.
That would be the Napier fragrance. Napier for women. Twat mist.
It also reminds you of a fishmonger's cock.
Of the month.
Tasty time.
You ever had your pubic hair matted with baby jizz? Well, how about getting that on your face every time you go out to eat food with your family?
Baby jizz?
Yeah.
Would that be jizz that makes babies or jizz from babies?
I don't know.
Do babies have jizz?
I don't think the gland has produced.
No, baby you start. No, it's like
jizz.
Baby. No, not babies
that's
jizz.
That's a little bit gross.
Baby jizz,
here.
Like you know, knuckle children.
Have to dry before anything gets starting to get created.
Yeah.
And then I think maybe puberty has something to do in
right.
that. Right. We need someone over here. Just to Google our questions. That's what you need.
I used to bring a computer over here, but then I stopped.
Yeah. You know, people call in, though. You know, if you got, like...
We tried that. Nobody calls in.
I get
I had a phone number.
Right?
Yeah, we put
our
phone number up there. Nobody
right
calls.
Now.
Nobody gives
call
shit.
In.
Go outside and then call in.
Also, I don't even have a cell phone. I'm like old school.
I'd give you my cell phone, but that's the number that rings when you call the number.
Mark, think about this way. We were an hour late. That means if anybody called in, they would have been calling in an
yeah,
hour
they would have called
late.
An hour ago
shit,
when
dude.
I said, you know, call
I'm
them
telling
five
you,
six.
I'm on that CPT. I'm on that colored people time. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know
why you gotta make fun of my people like that, man?
Well, there's
I'm
also NPT.
I'm just
waiting
up to being colored
time
and being late.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, like how you acceptable.
Look at my skin. Uh-huh. Look at your skin.
What about
my skin? Look at my skin, and then look at your skin.
I don't want to. Get away
Take
from
a look.
Me.
Look at my skin. Look how tanned it is.
Look
at
the
look
sky.
At your skin. Look how pale it is.
Mark has a brown paper back tattoo.
I'm white as white.
Exactly.
I'm tan. Every day.
So look, I'm allowed to be late. Like, my people are known.
No, you're on Asian people. Asian people always on time and, like, efficient and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
and, like, type really fast.
Your name's
I'm Filipino, man. We're like the ghetto Asians, dude. We're like...
Well, yeah, but
so
you're the
Mexicans
would be, like, you know, maybe 10 minutes late instead of an hour late. I mean, like, ghetto Asians would still be, you know...
Man, we're like the niggas of the Asian community. I'm sorry. Sorry to say, no racism, like, inferred, but... Basically, I'm a yellow nigga, you know?
Can you...
I always thought you were a banana.
What? A banana?
You're a
banana.
Bananas.
Every time I think of
banana.
You, I think of you throwing sauce on the floor that I just mopped.
that's one of my favorite Maladad stories ever.
Can't get out of there.
But I
we worked at Pizza Hut probably for three plus years, and they finally decided to put a wall separation between the customers and the cooks. So the customers couldn't actually look back and see the cooks.
Yeah, and offend our sensibilities.
Our boss was this crazy old black lady, and as soon as they put that little wall up, she gave us like a 10-minute lecture. What are you doing? Are you messing with the button? Leave the button alone. Stop even looking at the button. Don't even look at the button. Okay, so she gave us like a 10-minute lecture. She's like, baby, we going to keep this wall clean. Ain't nobody going to mess with this wall. Don't write on the wall. Don't put your nasty hands on the wall. Leave the wall alone. This wall is going to stay clean. Just for 10 minutes, on and on, about how the wall is going to stay clean.
And she threatened to fire the first person who put shit on it.
So she had opened that day. She left at 5 o'clock. O'clock. I had closed that day. Fucking Mark Balladad walks up with, like, what do you say? That's like a 4-gallon bucket of sauce?
Yeah, but there's only 1 gallon in it. Yeah, it was a 1/4 full bucket of sauce.
Big-ass bucket of sauce.
Yeah.
And he's just like, making his weird Mark Balladad sounds. Fucking chucks this bucket of sauce at the wall. First fucking day we got it. I mean, like, she just got done, bitch.
I had to christen
it. She probably wasn't even out of the parking lot
yet. Christened, you know?
And Balladad tosses a gallon of sauce on it.
And it was the look on his face that was the best, because he goes up, he's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And everyone's face just looked, and then everyone was just like,
oh, fuck!
Wow. That's awesome. We're totally doing this.
When we got that CD player from... we didn't have a CD player or anything. So we get the CD player from Service Merchandise. Service Merchandise was closing. Dude I knew worked there. Just says, hey, come up here and get some shit. You know, we're closing. You could take a cartload of shit. Who cares? And I'm like... are you serious? He's like, yeah, managers know about it. We're just, you know, throwing shit out the door. I'm like, okay. So I went up there and got a CD player for the cooks. That was the only reason for the CD player. I thought the cooks could bring CDs. We could, you know, rock out, whatever. We fucking had it, like, a couple of weeks. Balladad takes it out by the power cord, swings it around like Tarzan, slams it against the brick wall.
Yeah.
Well, he said... what the fuck did you do that for?
That thing was a piece of shit, dude.
Yeah, but now we can't listen to CD.
You know, it's even better.
Oh. No, dude. Oh. That was Drunks Radio. That was Mark Lang. Mark Lang, that was your friend's radio.
Yeah.
No, you did that to... you did it twice.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
you
did it like half or one.
I don't remember that.
A month later, I get a new
one. I'm sure there's probably a lot of things you don't remember.
That is just my friend Drunks, and he's just like, yeah, just, you know, you can have it up there. And I was just like, yeah, I'll just leave it up there. No big deal. I'll give you plenty of pizza. You can leave your shit up here. It's no big deal. No one's going to happen to it. What's it going to do? I come home. I come to the work the next day, and I just see little pieces of radio all over the place.
Oh, shit.
I end up talking to Joey or whatever. He's like, oh yeah, man. Mark Balladad swung it again, threw it up against the wall again.
I was like, that was a piece of shit, dude.
Yeah, no,
fucking asshole.
Like, what are you doing?
What the hell is wrong with me?
And this is exactly what he said. He goes, dude, it was a piece. Get over it.
Like, what? You? That wasn't even mine. You're an ass.
And he
And he was like, I really don't understand why you're getting so upset, Mark. Like, trying to get all political. I'm like, get the fuck out of my
Wouldn't
face.
That be a great show on MTV? Just like Mark Belda with a sledgehammer going into people's houses and, like, raiding their shit. And be like, this is not of quality. And just, like, breaking it with a hammer and be like, you know, you need to get a better stereo.
You got no taste.
No, he fucking half-lifes it with just a fucking crowbar. Going in there with a fucking jumpsuit on. Just like, fuck this shit. Bang, dead, fuck you.
How old is this blender?
Wow.
You need a new blender. This is a piece of shit.
Do you remember when Mark Balladad dented the humongous dough roller that spun around?
You know, I did that?
Did he dent that?
He dent that. You put a personal pan in there and turned it on.
Well, yeah, I remember you used to put pans in there and then, like,
and then
hide from
day.
It and turn it on high. And
it's probably, like, Friday night. I'm closing. Mark Balladad's my closing driver, and... You know, everything's going smooth. We're on time to get out of here. Like, you know, a little past close. All of a sudden, Mark Bada comes over. He's like, this would be great. And I said, what's that? And he picks up this thing. And I'm like, I'm already saying no. No. Don't do it. And he just fucking launches this thing like 20 feet all the way down the aisle. It bounces all over the place. And Mark Bada's like, oh. It hit the side of it because it hit like the corner of the cooler.
Well, I remember... You know, just our thing was to, like, we would just go blow off steam by throwing 2 liters out in the parking lot, and, you know, they'd explode and go
high. Oh, that was amazing.
And I remember when Chris Dick transferred to a different Pizza Hut, his first day at the other Pizza Hut, the guy goes, let me show you what we do over here, you know, for fun. And, like, took him out and did it. That's, like, a thing that every Pizza Hut does. they go out and they throw 2 liters.
Right.
Oh, and those, remember we got those Pepsi Ones, and we had the fucking Pepsi Olympics trying to get them into the fucking big trash can? Oh, that was awesome.
And then we gave that homeless guy a whole case of them. Like, he came in begging for food, and we were like, here's a case of Pepsi One.
He's like, fuck yeah, man! I mean, like, well, what the fuck's he gonna do with a case of Pepsi One?
Trade it for blow.
All of them. Yeah. Trade it for blow.
Yeah.
Traded it for fucking black tar heroin.
That was the...
Whoa. Ha, you're the faggot this week.
How do you know that it wasn't a caller?
It wasn't.
Oh, okay.
But you didn't answer.
We don't get callers, Mark.
No.
I've had that number since we've had the podcast. And every week I say, hey, call in if you want. We don't have callers, Mark. But we also don't. There's no callers.
I'm calling in from now on.
Yeah, I'm calling
Mark Balladad will call in from now on.
I'm totally calling in.
So what is it, Fridays at 5?
No, it's when I post on Twitter that we're doing it.
Yeah.
You think I can give him a set time?
Yeah. You've got to have a set time if you want callers.
Even if I give him a set time, he'll be 2 hours late.
Mark Balladad speaks truth.
That's true.
For callers.
I don't know what time is. I literally have no concept of time. Maybe I'll take calls. Like, at a specific time.
Gets here.
Yeah. Like, maybe you if you take calls, it'll just be me.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? At all times, the number you can leave messages. So if you think of a question or something, you can leave a message. And
that would be perfect.
I'll play.
Have people leave messages and then, you know, answer them, you know, live.
Yeah, if you leave a message,
you know?
I'll play the message and we'll answer the question.
Can I make
unless it's stupid?
Can I make
if
the opening greeting?
Fucking stupid!
It's got to be really stupid not to be.
Well, I have a greeting.
Can I? I want it to be North County Abortion Center. You make 'em, we bake 'em.
But then they would think they had the wrong. Oh, I guess. No, they wouldn't think they had the wrong number. I'm going to call our call-in number right now.
Oh my God, do it.
That'll be what is that? The second phone call that line has gotten.
The first one was his too.
Oh no, this is the number for it, so I can't call it. Oh well.
It asked me for my PIN number.
And actually, I don't remember what our PIN number is, so I hope I don't ever need it. Dude, I love the aesthetics in here. Like, on the wall above the TV, you got a thing that says relax.
Yeah,
and then right next to it, there's a clock that looks like it's melting. Like, it's been in the oven for, like,
it makes
an
just
hour.
Well, yeah, because
if the world was melting,
you'd probably freak out.
Dude, that's like some total stoner shit right there, you know, relax. And you look at the clock, and then you're on the couch. The TV's right under
you. Subconsciously, it puts you in a good mood.
It does. I like it. The feng shui of it's just, like, great, you know.
It's actually pretty weird. This is the first time I've been to Mike's house, and everything is, like, very, like, conservative. Like organized, but like, yeah. Because it is organized, that's not what's surprising. It's like, what's the word? Like, decorated. Like, wow.
Yeah, I like it, dude.
I have nothing to do with it.
I'm sure, but still, it was surprising. Like, his microwave matches, like, is red, matches the toaster, which matches the bread maker.
So, like,
and it's just like, hey, there's pictures on the wall of, like, rivers with ducks in them. You're just like, oh, this is crazy.
Is there a picture with a river with a duck?
Where's that? In your bathroom.
Do I have a picture of with a river? Hold on.
You've shit in that place for over a fucking year.
I actually looked at the walls. Is there a picture of river with ducks?
Right where the toilet is. Where the
I don't think I've ever noticed that before.
Wow.
I've lived here for, what, like 4 years?
4 years? Wow. And this is, like, super nice for an apartment that's, like,
that's
above
said.
A storage office or whatever. This is, like, badass, man.
It is.
I'm, like, jealous. So the main office is, like, right underneath us?
Yeah.
Like, right there?
It's, like, right
so
there.
So if you stomped, I mean, would they, like, hear us? Like, you know,
well, they're gone by now, but...
Are they? Okay.
There were people out there when we got here.
Well, yeah, but we close at 6, so.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
So they're gone now.
This is a really nice setup.
If we would have started when we were supposed to start, then you could have done that.
I want to...
Like, look, there's, like, elephants and, like, Buddha people and shit.
I'm digging the elephants.
It's like a mask.
I'm digging that.
I'm sure this is really great for our listeners to hear about my living room.
They got
to
come by and be guests, you know? See, look, they just got to want to...
Yeah, all seven...
to make it sound so good that they want
to
come
All
in.
Seven of our listeners need to come by. We'll have brunch.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, man.
Maybe later when we get done with food, we can fuck... Well, this buddy, I like Mark and like a bunch of our Pizza Hut alumni all decided all of a sudden to get Twitter, and so now I'm having fun on Twitter because I'm talking to them and stuff. And one of their buddies, like I guess, thought I was you,
yeah,
because like he's having all these conversations with me.
You're both named Mike.
About and I'm like, dude, I don't know this guy. What is this guy talking about? And like he's like, hey man, I'm gonna come be a guest with you. And I was like, who the fuck are you, man? I'm giving you my address. What's going on? And Mark was like, yeah, dude, he thinks you're Napier. And I was like, oh, so. Yeah, you got a fan, buddy.
I have that one black fan. Do you remember the black fan too?
Yeah,
he was black.
Was he black?
Because he was black. He emailed me on fucking Facebook and wanted to be my friend.
Are you talking about the guy from India? Or
yeah,
whatever?
No, I thought it was South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah, he really is black. He's That's black, like, and he's African.
I don't think he's black. I think he's like Indian.
No,
he's black. He's like from India. He's like an Indian guy.
But he was a black.
No, I don't think he's a black. I think he's an Indian. Black. And you know what?
Black.
He's going to be really weirded out because I think
not
he's listening.
Black.
And we talk about him more than anybody. It's like we're stalking him when he listens to our show.
That's how much we care about our fans, man.
Yeah.
Our one fan.
Amazing.
We're talking about his ethnicity. That's what we're talking about. No, I think he's an Indian guy. He's from India.
Oh, okay. Well, if you say so.
Napier.
I don't know.
Napier.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fucking awesome. I can't wait for the fucking expansion to come out.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
What expansion?
The WoW expansion.
Jesus Christ.
Do you not play WoW anymore?
God, I don't.
That's right.
I remember last time I saw
do
you.
I do a lot of things.
You said you're only a console gamer now.
That's
so
right.
what made you switch from, you know, just
don't
playing
you
WoW?
Don't you have a World of
Warcraft
blog?
Not anymore.
I've seen his blog. Like
it had like 200
cool.
articles on it. I had it up for like 2 years. It was good stuff.
You just ran
times.
Out of Warcraft.
No,
so what
I
happened?
Didn't want to play anymore. Like it was engulfing my life to the point of like when I stepped back, I was like, "What the fuck?"
Well, we were talking earlier,
the fuck?
And you could kind of like feel my pain on dealing with Napier when you were
right.
saying.
Yeah, when I first made this blog, right, I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm making this WoW blog because I'm bored at work and, you know, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. And Napier was like, dude, I'm totally going to write an article.
I wrote one.
Like,
I did one.
Like a weekly thing, man. It'll be like Napier Talk. It'll be awesome. And I'm like, yeah,
Napier
cool.
Talk.
I did one. Right. I did two.
I think he said like Nugs Talk or something.
Yeah, I did two.
Right. Two out of the 2 years
yeah.
I had the blog. And it was so funny because like,
it was a weekly thing.
Every like 6 months, me and Napier would talk for some random reason, and it'd be like, Mark, how are you? How's the blog? I think I'm going to write an article this week.
You actually have a pretty good Napier baby. Impression. I like that.
It's really easy for Napier.
You actually, you kind of have a Mark Lang spin to a Mike Napier
right
voice.
Right.
I don't think I sound monotone.
I am.
It's hard.
Do your Napier impression. I love your Napier impression.
Hey guys, it's Mike Napier. How are we doing?
You like me, dude? Person from the woods that like live in the woods.
So yeah, Mark, the key to working with Napier right. on a expected weekly basis is to call him every other day. And seriously, like I called him like 4 times today. Like I was like, "Hey Napes, so 5 o'clock, right? Yep. Hey Napes, so 5 o'clock, right? Yep." That's the key. I called him 3 times yesterday, 5 times today.
And I called Mark Valadette, but Mark Valadette couldn't come over at 5.
Blaming it on the other person.
But I told anyone that isn't him.
I told you. Excuse.
I've never not said, yeah, I'm late. My bad. Always, but this time it was Mark.
Where's your 2-liter of Diet Coke?
I can't drink soda anymore because of my voice. not shit.
He switched over to cans. Yeah. He's got little cans in his car.
Yeah, got, you shit me. He was drinking a can of Coke on the way over here.
He was.
Yeah. He has it in the car right now.
In the car right now.
He's lying.
I can't drink. Boys. I can't drink as much. I used to drink like 3-2 liters a day.
So what's the latest? What's the latest on your voice thing?
I have 2 canned little cans of soda.
No, I'm not talking about the cans of soda.
I go back on Monday.
You do?
Yeah.
Because your doctor... So, are you feeling better?
I've been feeling better. I just couldn't talk. I didn't hurt unless I talk.
But do you still hurt when you talk?
Yeah. But, it's not pins and needles. It doesn't feel like I'm going to die. And it's not swelling up.
So it's getting better.
Yeah. It's, like, raspy.
Did he ever figure out... What's wrong with you?
He said it was stomach acid. I think it was allergies.
I think it was.
Because every time my nose would get runny, it'd run into my vocal cords, and then the allergy crap would get into my vocal cords.
The dick would run into his vocal cords. Yeah. Too much.
Napier, I'm allergic to talking too much.
Yeah.
Who would have thought
Which
that?
Sucks, because that's what he does for a living.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really sucks.
I'm glad you're feeling better. I didn't even know you had issues.
Yeah, I got promoted at work too. I was on a save queue.
Ooh.
For the client. Like, oh well, if anybody tries to cancel their account, we're going to send them over to you guys, and you guys try to save them. So while you were out of work for a month,
you got a promotion?
No, I got a promotion. Like, and then Monday I go to work, and it's like Tuesday's training, and then I couldn't talk like halfway through Monday, so I went home and never came back. So now I come back on Monday for training, maybe.
You're the most getting, like, fired, getting promoted, changing jobs, having to train motherfucker I've ever met in my life.
You're
constantly changing. And like, do you ever actually work, or do you just get trained to do different things?
No, I've been working.
Yeah, but, like, then you get to do something else, and then you go through a week of training.
That's what Conditioners is.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
I worked at Grove just for 6 months.
Yeah.
That place is a nightmare.
It's a strip club with no poles or drinks.
Yeah,
I saw your eyes light up. I will go back and cut out where you actually work.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I saw your eyes go when he said that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't that shit out. Fuck
Well, I'm not saying my dream when I was little was to work at a call center and have people tell me about how shitty of a fucking email service my company fucking directs. But at the same time, I'm like 10-15 an hour.
That's it?
Yeah.
Napier.
That's all right. 10-15
Are you chewing gum?
Yeah.
Would you like a piece?
No,
would
I
you
was
like
just
a piece of fiber.
I was
yeah, that's
going to
be annoying. People
listen
listening on their headphones are going to be
like,
thinking,
knock.
Who the fuck is that chewing gum?
They probably already shut it off.
Yeah, they probably.
Anything else? So there you go.
About 10-15 minutes.
I chew gum silently, though.
Oh, okay.
No, you didn't. We heard you.
Yeah, I heard you. That's why I knew you were chewing gum. But anyway,
who cares?
Yeah. If you don't like Mark Valadette chewing gum, take it up with Mark Valadette.
Yeah, call Mark Lang and Mark Valadette both worked at the same place, and they both got out of it when they should have, which is right after they joined.
Then what the? Why are you still there? What the fuck?
Well, why did I stay at pizza for 6 goddamn years?
That's my problem, too.
I was there for like 9.
I'm the guy at the party that stays way longer than you want him to. Like, you know, you're like, so, man, you know, I kind of got to get up early tomorrow. And you're like, oh, no, party's still going, brother! They're like, no, you know, it's kind of winding down. You know, everybody's gone. You're the only one still here. And I'd be like, nah, man, let's open another bottle! And they're like, No, you know,
you're that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
Like, I'm Clayton at the Knolls.
Clayton?
Like, Bobby used to work nights, and we used to hang out and play Halo after work, like, really late. And then, like, Joey had a cool move. Joey knew when it was about time. He'd just go up and go to bed. And then me and John had to deal with him, and me and John are sitting there, and, you know, John would be like, yeah, fuck this dog, I'm going to go to bed. And then he just closed the door to his bedroom. So then I'm just sitting there with fucking Clayton. I'm like, all right, Clayton, brother, you know, we're all going to go to bed, so I'll see you later. He goes, no, I think I'll just hang out here for another couple hours. You know, Bobby will be home eventually, and be like, yeah, no, I kind of want to go to bed, and I kind of don't want you to be in my apartment. And so, peace out, dude. He's like, no, I'm just thinking I'm going to hang out here. Maybe I'll microwave a pizza or something. Be like, no, why don't you get the fuck out?
Didn't you beat up that one little kid that you wanted out of your house?
I didn't beat anybody up. No. I kicked the guy out.
Because he was getting serious, though.
I heard he pushed him down the stairs and then out the door.
Well, no, he was getting in my face. And
no.
Were you there? You were there, weren't you?
Yeah, it was very classy.
He's getting in my face.
Look, dude, you need to leave, because if you don't leave, I'm going to whoop your ass. And even if I don't whoop your ass, there's like 10 other people that will whoop your ass because they're on my side and they're at my house. So get out now. And he was like, all right. And basically...
No, I pushed him out the door because he was like getting in my face. And like, you know...
Well, also he was like 4 foot even.
Well, yeah, that made it a lot easier. But
that dude was a goober.
And so I pushed him out the door. And then he came back in and got my face again. And so I tried the take his hat off and throw that out the door thing. And he tried to keep a foot in the door and reach for his hat. And so, like, I kicked his ass. It was like a cartoon. Like I kicked his ass out the door. It was kind of funny.
That's the last time I saw that man.
That's the last time any of us saw him.
No, well, he went to the same college as my sister, so I saw him on campus a couple times when I went to visit him. He didn't talk to me.
Did he have a new boyfriend by then?
Probably, yeah. Actually, I think I'm Facebook friends with him, I think.
Why are you Facebook friends with him?
You know what? Anybody that sends me a friend request that I kind of know, I'm like, okay. And then I say fuck enough in my status updates that they end up unfriending me anyway, so... It's kind of funny.
I need to do more Facebook stuff.
I keep getting these messages from my high school about... Well, I guess it's the class president from the year I graduated saying that we need to do these fundraisers to raise money for our reunion.
What?
Like, we're going to sell TJ's pizza and we're going to go work at Busch Stadium and stuff. And, like, I'm like, can't we just, like, buy tickets or something? I mean, like, what is all this shit? What is this? Why do we have to do any of this?
Do you even want
to
go?
No.
Well, then fuck them.
Like, I don't want to see any of those people.
No,
I mean, like, you know, like, and if there was somebody I'd want to see, I'd look them up and call them or something.
How many times do you have to say, well, what do you do? Well, this is what I do.
Yeah.
All right, move on to the next person. Oh, this is what I do. That is pointless.
And who cares?
No cares.
I mean, nowadays, you
will my
Facebook,
life
so.
Be any better, you know? If I know what such and such from
no,
high school
is? It may even
do.
Be worse. You know what
probably,
I'm
yeah. It'd be like, oh, these fucking people actually
that's why
did
I don't
something.
Like Facebook. Like you see people on there, and you're just like, damn. He's like, damn.
I do a podcast on the internet. Yeah, you could totally hear my thoughts about fragrances.
I want to go to my reunion saying, well, what did you do with your life? Well, one day I got out of work late, and I masturbated in a sock. A cop pulled me over because I was swerving around, you know, because I was whipping my dick out, just playing with it. And when he got to me,
do
I was still
beating
him. Do
you masturbate in socks?
No.
Like, have you ever done that?
Yeah, chase my dick.
Well, like, I hear people do that, like, but I don't really even know how that would work. Like,
no, you fill the sock full of, like,
do you fill the sock, do you jack off regular and then put a sock on your dick?
No,
you're
no,
about
no.
To what, come,
you,
that's what I
you
do.
You take
know,
the sock and you fill
the
it,
sock, right?
You fill the sock full of, like,
that's a
liquid,
move.
Like, lubrication, and then you spank it, and it's like, you know, like a sleeve.
Is the idea just so that, like, then you don't have to clean it up? Like, you could just go
that's
wash
the whole
your
idea
sock?
About the sock, you know? You finish in the sock.
But you don't, like, use the sock the whole time. Cause
I don't.
No.
I mean, well, why would you?
You can if you fill it for lubrication.
That's totally my finishing move.
So you do that regularly?
Sock.
Like, do you take off one of the socks that you're wearing at the time? Or no way. Do you have socks sitting next to you? Bring a sock to your jack-off
usually
place?
I have, like, a designated sock that I use.
You use the same sock?
I mean, I wash it. I wash it every time I do laundry.
Well, you fuck the same woman, don't you?
Do you wash the sock like separate, or do you wash it with all the rest of your clothes?
I wash it with like my work clothes.
Then you're walking around in like jizzy work clothes.
No, your yes. dead knuckle children are all over you. Like
I
that you
think about it.
They're good luck charms.
See, I've never done anything like that. I usually just splooge in my belly button and then I splash it out.
Oh, dude, I did not want that mental image. Or, you know, just get like a Playboy or whatever and just use that. Use a jizz.
God, I haven't
used
Playboy since I was 14.
Do they even make like porno magazines anymore?
Yeah, dude. Do you go to a liquor store, right? I mean, they got like a whole rack where it's just nothing but porn mags.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Why bother? Off the internet.
For free.
For free. Yeah, and you can watch like people fuck. Not just like look at a pair of tits and say, wow, I'm going to jack off to that.
Go to YouPorn.
Mark, when was the last time you jacked off to like a magazine?
Oh my god!
I mean, can you even remember?
No,
like 14, maybe.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ! I don't even remember the last time I did that.
I don't think I was in high school.
Damn!
I think it was that long ago.
You think it was like before junior high?
Yeah. Well, not before junior high. Before high school.
Like you were in junior high.
I was probably in junior high, which was like 14 years ago. Seems like, dude, we're getting old.
See, don't remind me. I'm going to be 30 in like...
You're going to be 30?
2 weeks.
That's why you got the gray hair.
But I've had gray hair since I was 18.
But you,
can you buy gray hair dye?
Yeah.
Yes.
You
yes.
can? Because, yeah. I mean, I know, like, you know, you a lot of people dye their hair to, like, not show gray. But right. Do you go
You have that
gray?
Touch of gray. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I see those commercials. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. You know?
Dude, I'm telling you, you just touch need to go gray. All gray. All
you'd,
white. And
you'd
gray.
Have to, like...
I'll do it.
You'd have to dye your pubes gray, too, just because then it would make your dick look distinguished.
A distinguished gentleman. Hey, ladies, you ready?
Or, like,
ready?
just give your pubes, like, the feather, like, on the side.
What would you wear that would be the funniest? Wait. What do you think Mark Valdez should
I
wear
shave my pubes, though.
With his hair all gray.
Or like a tuxedo, like a dinner jacket.
Like a dinner jacket or something, and then just go throughout the day, like going to Walgreens.
Hell yeah. Who's the lightning guy from Mortal Kombat? He should get one of those fucking hats.
Raiden?
Yeah. Like just get a fucking Raiden hat.
Yeah, just wear it and just walk around.
Yeah, and
we'll
completely in white.
Camera.
Yeah, completely in white.
People.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We could say you're someone like celebrity or something. Be like, oh, guys, we're.
Do you think Baladad,
the
like,
new movie.
If Baladad had gray hair. Like he could pass for like a really old Asian guy, or do you think that he would just look like a young Asian guy with gray hair?
So what do you do? So what do you think of my gray hair? So
my gray hair. A camera crew, a fake camera crew, of course, just someone with a camera and two other guys following you around,
with
saying
big,
that
fake
like
boom mics and stuff.
Yeah, you could be like, this awesome. Is the new like mortal like. Martial arts superstar, man. He's huge in Korea, man. You don't even know this cat? He's gonna
man, look him up on the internet. His name's Ching Chong Potato.
We can bring boards
and bricks and like
right.
tell people that they're set up so that they'll break, but then they're not, and then we'll just run away when they
right.
hurt their hand.
You're actually on break. Ha ha ha. No. Actually you're not.
Oh, shit. Oh, Napier, I got a question, dude.
What?
Actually, more, I've been wondering something. I heard that you had to call off work the other day, and you actually had to call your mom to come pick you up.
What?
And you were like,
I haven't been at work for 2 months.
Oh, this was, I don't know when this was. I just heard this from somebody, and, like, you had to call your mom, and she had to come home early so she could give you a sponge bath. Like,
what?
Like, that's what I heard. I'm like, what?
Where did you hear this from?
That's what I heard. I heard, like, you know, you were so overheated that, you know, you had to get your mom to come home from work early so she could give you, like a sponge bath.
What?
Like, It was actually Bobby that
oh, wow.
I was like, what?
I haven't talked to Bobby in, like, 5-7 months.
Wow.
What the? I don't... If my mom had to wash my dick, I don't think I'd be telling Bobby about that.
would you ask her specifically to start there? Like,
Mom washed my dick.
Well, that'd be the hottest part of my body, faggot.
You think it probably?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
But how did like how did that story get started? I actually heard.
I've never heard the story. How the fuck should I know?
Joe told me he said he heard it from Bobby. So
wow.
I wonder who told.
It's
Bobby.
Going through the grapevine.
Should we call Bobby?
Dude, don't do it.
No.
Why no?
So, okay, so your mom didn't have to sponge you down.
No, my mom. I'm pretty sure my mom hasn't washed my dick since I was fucking out of diapers.
Jesus.
Because like I just imagined that whole scene. I was like, damn, you know that kind of.
Well, you were imagining my mom touching my dick?
No, not on your dick, dude. Like just sponging you down, you know.
Which is even
see,
better.
Like I had never thought of Napier's mom touching his dick until Napier just said my mom touching my dick.
You're the one who mentioned your dick.
Now the images.
We're just talking about you bathing. You.
I was just concerned for your well-being. Right? You know?
When I think of sponge bath, I think of like this old like. old-ass dude in some convalescent home and some hot little nurse with some tidy little short shorts like washing his eyes, smiling like, yeah, that's awesome. If only I could get an erection.
Wow.
You
want
to call him?
Sure.
Yeah, call him.
Yeah. Here we go. Speaker.
Speakerphone.
Hey, that's like Mike's phone, except for it's not spidered.
Hold
on, put your microphone near it.
It's all the way up. Oh, dude, plug in. He's not answering. That sucks.
Bobby doesn't answer the phone.
Rarely.
Mm.
Well, that's not working.
Oh, boo.
Oh, well, he's not answering.
Damn it, Will. We could call Joey.
And you spelled Bobby wrong. I-E, I think that's
did you
like
fart?
A girl thing.
No, I called him Booby and I
you farted.
Quit thinking about my dick and asshole.
You farted.
Well, change
you
the subject. Up, Napier's... visually rattled by this.
Why do you think I'm always angry?
Yeah.
You may walk out.
All right. Okay, so there's no truth in that whole story.
No!
The air is clear
on
that.
At one point she did wash me, like, with a sponge. But
it wasn't recently.
No, it wasn't recently.
Okay.
Not saying my mom has never, like, washed me down.
You're bothering me because you keep looking at the button. Why do you keep looking at the button?
I keep on making sure that it's on.
People can hear that. Stop that!
Yeah. Okay, so when you were dicking with it, you did end up on, right? Yeah. So you're on
now? I keep
now?
On looking at it so I make sure that I don't accidentally turn it off.
Oh, yeah.
It's my voice.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's making a lot of noise, too, I'm sure.
To me, heard.
I'm uncomfortable now. Napier's
we've been
tense.
Talking about nonsense.
Why do you always think that I'm
awesome.
Angry? Okay.
Another question for you. When they create like a flavor like that, do they create the flavor
elixir.
Before they decide what the fruits are that it makes up?
I'm sure they're going
like,
for
do they, like create the flavor and then they like try it and they're like, oh, that tastes like a mixture of blah 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 blah. Because I mean, like, they're not actually like making a flavor that tastes like something. They decide later that it tastes like that, right?
Well, they have focus groups. You know those people in the mall that come up to you like, hey, do you want to do like a study? And then they like come up to you.
I've never actually stopped and talked to them. Is that what they do?
Yeah, that's what they
do.
They
say, what does this taste like?
Yeah, I did one. It was for like a grape soda.
And they were like, this is supposed to taste like grape, does it?
Yeah, pretty much.
And what'd you
say? They gave me this purple liquid. And like, okay, this is brand X. And we're telling you from the get-go that this is artificial flavoring. And I'd take
wouldn't
it and
wouldn't
it
be awesome if, like, a serial killer decided to do that and got all the annoying people that are so bored that they'll actually talk to the people in the mall that asked to take a survey?
Yeah, just promise them $15. Like, I was doing it because my girlfriend was looking through, you know, clothes and shit or something, and I was like, okay, well, I got, you know, 10 minutes to kill, and they'll cut me a check for, like, $15. What the fuck ever? So that's what I did.
What?
Don't do that. They can hear that.
Can they really hear that?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You don't even have a screen.
Yeah, maybe giving Mark the one without the windscreen was a bad idea.
Probably a bad idea.
Yeah, they pop your peas?
Not really. I don't think so. Penis. Penias.
It probably sounds like dick whistles.
Periwinkle.
Periwinkle. Pelly. Pecker.
Now I want to hear how many words Belladay can come up with that start with P.
Do it.
Pernicious, perennial, parochial, Panera Bread Company, Pinocchio.
Pantera.
Pantera. Hey, Pantera. Great one. Poo-poo.
Pee-pee.
Pee-pee. Pernicious. Pop.
Pussy.
Pussy, hey. There you go. Wow.
Puss flaps.
All right, that's enough for now. You're taxing my brain.
Ah, cunt juice.
Periwinkle?
Periwinkle? Periwinkle, hey.
It's a color.
Purple?
Purple's also a color.
Purple.
Is there any other colors that start with P?
There might be. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
Possum.
Poplar Bluffs.
Possum starts with an O.
Yes, it does.
But it does have the P.
When are you leaving us again? Like, how soon is this happening?
Like, soon. Like, Tuesday.
What?
Tuesday. Yeah.
So, dude, what does working on yourself consist of?
Yeah.
Well, I guess...
Does that mean banging broads?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. Banging dudes? Just working on yourself, just like a lot of jacking off into socks? You're going to work yourself into a sock?
That's technically working myself. Yeah. It's not working on myself.
Yeah.
That
technically it is.
Well, I guess I could fall under that category, but just...
How long are you going to be gone, Mark Bowden? Like, I've only been back for, like, a month.
No, it's been longer than a month.
Yeah, I only got to hang out with you, like, twice.
Yeah, this is the second time, dude.
And for the past, like, 3 months, I've had two jobs, you know, working every day, basically. So, I don't know, like...
So working on yourself is getting less jobs?
Working on myself means just, I guess, getting more mature.
But you're gray already. Maybe you ought to do that Into the Wild thing and just, like...
Dude, don't go to Alaska eating by a bear.
Is that what happened in that movie? I never saw it. I just knew the overall concept.
Oh, I don't know. Every time I think of it, I just think of a bear tax for some reason. I don't know.
Is that what happens with a bear?
I don't know.
Well, that would be a bummer.
That would totally be a bummer.
Like, if you find yourself and then get eaten by a bear.
Fuck
that. Like, I finally understand the meaning of life, bear.
Like, you know when we went on the road trip and we climbed the mountains and stuff? There was never any fear of bears down where we were climbing mountains.
Yeah, but there were bears, apparently.
But, I mean...
There has to be another road trip.
Well...
Another road trip movie,
I'm just saying...
Now that we can carry in state parks, if I go on another road trip, I'm bringing Lucille, the little
Did you
polymer.
Get lost on one?
No, I get lost on all of them.
Yeah,
but
I didn't. I thought straight Napier got lost.
No, Napier doesn't get lost. Napier quits and sits down.
He's like, I'm sitting here for the next 4 hours.
Yeah.
Come back to me when you're done.
Exactly. That's what happened. I'm an elf. I decide when I'm done.
Fucker.
Napier gets a quarter of the way up and says, I'll see you guys later. And then Boy Scouts steal his Cheez-Its.
It wasn't a quarter. It was like three quarters.
And then Napier uses socks to wipe his ass when he takes a shit without looking in the bag to see if there's toilet paper first.
What?
The bag was in a tree. My socks were on my feet. Did you take off your other sock or did you walk down with one sock?
One sock.
Because I would think that if I wiped my ass with one sock, I would then throw away the other sock because, like, why would you just have one sock?
To be honest, it didn't really happen that way. I used one of my hockey socks that I brought.
Like, why would you bring a hockey sock?
Like, to wipe sleep
ass.
In, like, as warmth.
Always be prepared, Mike.
Yeah. So I brought a pair of hockey socks to sleep in, because that first time,
you
I got fucking cold as shit.
So you wiped your ass with a hockey sock?
Yeah, then I threw it down the mountain.
I need a hockey sock to wipe myself.
I mean, there was obviously enough square footage for ass wiping.
Yeah.
And I had some sticky, nasty shit, too.
Oh, it was a gross one?
Yeah, it was nasty. It was not... Like, I must have pinched it off in the middle, like... I just got scared by some bees or something.
Yeah, bees will do that.
Kind of like it when my asshole's all sweaty and I fart and it like shoots it out of me.
Because you were in like an awkward situation because you were like in the woods. Did you like stand up?
I was squatting over a rock shitting in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Of course it was awkward.
See, because if you stand up, then that shit just squishes together and just...
Well, I had to stand up. I wasn't shitting near my hockey sock. Like,
oh, you had to go get your hockey sock?
So yeah, it was like
the... You did the shit shuffle?
No, I did like a
go
crab
to
walk.
The bag?
More like a crab walk where I kept my asshole open like...
Crab walk.
If anybody...
see a crab walking with his pants around his ankle and a shitty asshole. In the middle of a mountain.
Oh.
Got a high elevation.
A family of four like fucking Mormons came in looking like, oh God! It's the devil! He's gonna capture us with his anus!
His butt is, it looks so hungry and glistening.
They saw your pink sock.
My butt is hungry. My butt is hungry. Let me spit corn at you.
Oh. That's horrible, dude.
Yeah, I think that took it just...
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
Look what you did.
I made a poop corn reference.
I really wish that story that Mark told was true.
I wish Jesse was here. Then it'd be awesome.
Five microphones?
Yeah. We don't have five microphones.
Yeah, we only have a board that takes four.
Yeah.
Aww. We would have to share.
We'd have to do like old school doo-wop singers like shoo-doop.
Shoo-doop.
Doo-boo-wop-dop.
Doo-be-doo.
Or like 80s hair metal bands where they all like do the choruses.
Every time I saw that, it looked like...
Loving and having like,
yeah.
Rubbing shoulder blades.
It looked like two dirt nasty chicks trying to get the same black dick. Like whoever could catch the most sperm got the extra $5.
What did you just say? Say that
every
again.
Time I saw like the 80s hair metal bands and they were sharing microphones, like the backup guitarist and the bass player would share the mic.
Yeah.
They looked like two dirt nasty chicks trying to get this like a cum guzzling squirt of a big old black dick, and the one who could catch the most got the extra tip.
Whoa. Damn.
Yeah. I didn't like Duran Duran or all those other fucking bands. I wasn't a fan.
Thoughts from Napier's mind. See, when I think of it, I'm just like, wow, 80s were crazy. Those people were nuts.
Big hair, man.
Napier, on the other hand,
thinks big black dicks. Yeah.
He thinks of big black cock when he thinks of 80s hair metal.
Did you look at him? They were fucking the microphone.
She's my cherry pie! And all of a sudden, Napier's like, oh my god, the dicks won't go away!
Mind is just invaded by cock.
Floating dicks in my mind! Every rose has its thorn.
Now I just want to sing 80s songs so that the dicks float through Napier's mind.
It looks like a man banana punching into a hole of an ass.
Oh.
You need to read what's on that wall. Relax.
I can't.
That's what Frankie says.
I can't relax. The only way I can relax is if I straddle something huge and have little Asian girls beat my nuts with like ping pong rackets. Just beat the shit out of them. Just pop, let them swing back and forth until eventually one of them lands into my butthole. Like, oh, yeah. Mainly you get extra 75 cents.
Well, at least now we know what you're into.
Yeah.
Black cocks and...
Well, Asian woman playing with his balls.
With the
ping pong racket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
From behind?
No, either way. It doesn't matter.
Like you
No. What they can do is...
They hit them from behind.
What would you call this position?
Go! Asian speed bag training.
Asian speed bag training.
Yeah. Have one in the front, one in the back. They just beat them back and forth like fucking racquetball.
I think we need to put that on Urban Dictionary now. We need to copyright that, Napier.
Exactly.
Well,
yellow racquetball.
Napier created the sex position, was it the Lady Gaga chocolate hot dog ravioli surprise?
Yeah.
Paul showed me that. Yeah, what the hell was that?
Paul, we decided that Napier was going to create sex positions. or like, you know how they have it, like the Dirty Sanchez and stuff?
Right.
There's like, give us one, and Napier will...
Ooh. And Napier will?
You should totally come over. Oh, booty call. Napier just got a booty call.
Napier got a booty call?
I don't get booty calls.
You just did. What was that? You just did.
He's like, hey, baby, I hear you're doing a podcast. Maybe afterwards you can come over here and do the Lady Gaga chocolate hot dog surprise.
I think it was those Asians you're talking about.
So what is this position? I'm so curious.
The idea is... That a was it a black,
of course,
transvestite with a blonde wig?
Yeah,
blows you from like between your legs, so that like their heads coming up from behind to blow you.
Oh,
so that you can shit on their chest.
Oh. Yeah,
I'm doing visuals here, which doesn't translate to radio.
Right,
but you get the idea. Like so, their feet would be like. Behind you.
Oh, right. And to be real Lady Gaga, you have to tuck your balls behind your shit.
Because it's a transvestite.
Makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's transvestite.
I don't know why it's a transvestite, but I thought Lady Gaga had a penis for so goddamn long. I thought, like, she had a dick.
Yeah, I thought she did, too.
Yeah, so that's why the black transvestite with his dick tucked behind his asshole.
In a blonde wig.
Yeah, in a blonde wig.
That's important.
Maybe wearing, I mean, you got a black guy without a blonde wig on, yeah. Not the Lady Gaga chocolate ravioli hot dog surprise.
That makes sense with it.
Yeah. And did Paul tell you about how I would propose? Actually, I just told Mark about it a little while ago.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It you remember that forever. Like, you tell your grandkids about it?
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. No, no. The probably the traditional thing with the ring and all that, that's probably, you know. But, I mean, Napier, you know, he's a visionary. He has to do things a little bit different than other people.
Exactly.
He has followers.
Yeah. Yeah, like Charlie Manson.
You just compared yourself to Charlie Manson.
Well, the good parts. Well, Charlie Manson.
The good parts.
Charlie Manson didn't have his mom sponge him.
No. No, he didn't. Maybe that's what he needed.
Mike Napier did.
Maybe that's what he needed. He needed the love.
He needed the sponge on the dick. Your mom, like, loves you if she, you know...
Oh yeah,
she does.
You don't think if you really needed that, your mom would, you know, do
my
it.
My mom
for
would
you?
Totally do that for me. Totally. If I was that sick, she would totally get off work early, come home, you know, and then you sponge me down.
Yeah,
you know, especially if I was like 105 degrees, you know.
Yeah.
So shit.
Yeah.
What would she be wearing when she does this to you?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Clothes.
How much? Clothes. From where?
Asia, I guess.
Where does your mom work? Does she have like a uniform or something?
No. My mom works for the city.
Oh.
So she'd probably have just house clothes.
House clothes? You mean like a pants?
Like a see-through raincoat,
you know,
maybe?
Sweatpants.
Your mom wears sweatpants to work?
We're getting somewhere now.
If she was sponging me down, you know.
Oh, you don't think she would change? I mean, like, this is an emergency. She's got to come on board.
It's definitely an emergency situation.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I mean, she doesn't have time. What would your mom wear if she had to sponge you down?
I mean, I think she wears like, you know, like scrubs or something.
Scrubs. There you go.
Dude,
scrubs.
I know someone that will dye your hair for you for free.
Really?
You just have to buy the dye. If you're leaving this Tuesday, this has to happen this weekend.
I think I've met Mark Lang's mom. I think if Mark Lang called his mom and asked her to come sponge him down, Mark Lang's mom would probably tell him to go fuck himself.
In fact,
damn,
that's exactly what she would probably do.
Yeah, she'd say, Mark Lang, go fuck yourself.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But in a loving way, of course.
In a loving way.
My mom, she loves me, but you know. That's just our relationship.
Yeah.
So would your dad sponge you down? Say, you know, you were sick, and if you didn't get sponged down, like ice bath, you know, the whole nine yards, like you would die. So your
life or death situation, I think either one of them would do it.
Yeah, that's
if you were
life, it was.
Life or death, I would sponge you down, my brother.
That's what I thought it was.
I'd let all three of you die. I'd get like an 8-gallon bucket of ice water and just like tip it over every once in a while. Like, hold on.
But see, that's
squish.
When you, see, my mom's smart. She'd be like, "We'll call an ambulance."
Well, what would be the difference?
You know what, I'm
what would be the difference between
come over your
like
house and bathe you? Call the fucking
what would be the I mean, like from an overheating standpoint, what would be the difference between getting in the bathtub and having someone sponge you down?
Wouldn't that make you warmer? Like, you know...
No, if you
had
so
right now, Mark Paladin, strip down, get in the bathtub, and we'll figure this out.
We're going to touch dicks.
Whoa.
It'll be like...
Oh.
All right.
I don't want any man hands coming near me.
We'll do the docking the starships.
Man hands free zone.
Docking the starship. I want to hear about this. That's where you take a dude with a cut penis, and then you take like a circumcised penis. And then you take an uncut dude, and then you take their dicks, and then the dude with the chili dog thing, with the burrito, you fold the skin over the one dick so that they look like it's the same dick. On starship stock.
Mark, are you guys equipped for that procedure?
Mark, tell me about your dick.
I'm cut, dude.
Oh, fuck. Well, we can't do it.
I got
to
snip.
Oh. Damn.
I'm looking at Napier with disgust.
Thank you.
I'm just looking
how
at
do you
him
know
like,
that?
What's going on?
How did you find out about that?
It took 107 minutes to find out the one question we had for Mark Balladad, and that was... Is he circumcised or not? And now we know.
Podcast over.
I mean, what else?
There's nothing else.
I mean, that was the only question we had. Now we can all go home.
You gotta dye your hair before Tuesday, man.
All right.
You serious?
Actually, I don't
know. Come on, dude. You're leaving me.
See, I wanted dreads.
It'll make you look wise.
Dude, even white dreads would look dope.
White dreads?
Yeah.
Yeah, white dreads on an Asian dude? Fuck yeah.
You don't look badass.
Name one other Asian dude you know with dreads.
Nobody. Maybe change your name to
none.
Were those guys in the second Matrix movie Asian? No, those were albinos. Oh, but they were like white dudes, like white albinos, not as opposed to black albinos or Asian albinos. Actually, I've never seen an Asian albino. Have you?
No,
I don't think I've ever seen an albino.
The bad guy in that James Bond movie with the ice hotel.
Oh, yeah,
that was an Asian
face.
Albino. Then again, he might have just been painted for the role.
He was, because I've seen him in other movies, and he's yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's CPT.
That ruins the illusion for me now.
Yes, sure. YPT, yellow people time.
Mark Ballard, you've lost so much weight. You've given it all to me, man. It's like we switched body types. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm all fat now.
I'm getting really sad because, forever, you know, Napier's been the fat guy, and I'm catching him.
It's tough.
No, you're not.
I'm
getting there. Motherfucker, I'm 250, and I've lost weight, and I'm 250.
Yeah, I'm 220, so I'm not that far behind you.
158? I was 158 in fourth grade. Jesus. I mean, how much does a baby weigh when, a baby's born? Like 8 pounds?
I think 70 pounds average.
Like how? That's a big shit. 7-8 pounds. So, I'm really only 3.5 babies away from Napier.
Damn,
pretty scary.
It really is. It's terrifying.
Well, shit.
When you lose one of those babies, can I push on your belly and steal the afterbirth?
It's fun, you know. I like to feel healthy. Are you trying to put your arm around me?
No, man, that's where my hand was resting the whole time. Then you lean your head back.
I know I got long hair, but... Yeah,
hey, baby, what you doing after
to
the movie?
With
I don't really know if we accomplished anything or not.
I think we did.
We didn't have to.
Yeah, it's Mark Balladad, man.
If I want to accomplish something, I'll piss 6 feet up in the air straight and not get wet. That'll be an accomplishment. Can you do it? No, exactly.
Mike's face right now is classic. He's speechless for the first time this old.
Maybe I'll even get a film crew out there, stripped down naked, and run full speed and shit at the same time.
Well,
but you can't do that either, faggot.
I like the idea of the Mark Balladad reality show where he just goes around and breaks people's shit.
Yeah,
I,
no, that was
I think
a good
we
one.
Need to
like
get
sledgehammers
going.
And crowbars.
And
that's a good idea.
It was a piece anyway.
Yeah, it was
don't
a piece anyway.
About it,
so,
it
was a you know, all of, our, all of our, you know,
POA, bro. Don't
really well-off fans, you know, I'm sure we have plenty of those.
Right.
You know, get that shit in development, you know, because it would really go
over
well.
Call it POA.
And we also found out a new thing to put in Urban Dictionary. The Asian, what was it, Napier? Asian
Asian racquetball?
Ball paddle.
You said speed bags, I thought.
Yeah, Asian speed bags.
Asian speed bags.
The Asian speed bags.
Huh. Yeah.
Use it in a sentence. So because that's what we have to have a sentence with that.
So you can get it into spelling bees and stuff?
Well, we can get into the Urban Dictionary. What is it?
last week on my vacation to Korea, I had two tiny little Asian girls give me the Asian speed bag.
Very nice. Period, in quotations, done.
Exactly.
Love it.
Or docking, you could do something like that. Like me and my chocolate life mate, last night we spent the night watching movies and docking. Yeah, there we go.
We also found out the world populations. Touched on that too.
Oh yeah.
That was informational.
Yeah. It was awesome. Click.
That's your reclap?
Click. Yeah.
Recap. Reclap.
Oh, you turn off the mic.
Click.
You guys gotta turn off the mic.
Fucking magnets, how do they work?
Like this.
Click.
Okay, my mic's off.
See you in hell, faggots.
Okay, bye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye. Thank you.
Hey, it's Napier. Go to wfodicks.blogspot.com. It's our fucking blog. Then, when you're done with that, go to wfodicks.podbean.com. It's our fucking homepage. You want to watch us on fucking Twitter, faggots? Get that Twitter shit together. Go to twitter.com/WFODicks. Fuck. And then comment on our shit, fuck. It's 314-266-WFOD. Or, if you're fucking illiterate, 314-266-9363, you fucking shitballs. Oh yeah, if you don't fucking like this, email me at wfodicks@live.com. Fuck you!